News Radio 700 WLW.
And Rock, I believe coming in here, we're promoting this. I said something about the military is standing down on pot usage. I think that's an established fact. But now police departments for recruiting purposes are saying, you know, if you smoke pot, not a problem.
It seems odd to me, but maybe it speaks to how many people these days are smoking pot.
Well, let's get this guy in here. I think I know how Jerry, the J-Man, feels. Yes. Jerry Joyner's with us. And he is the host of Weed and Whiskey TV. He's an advocate for pot usage and for cannabis in general. J-Man, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rocky, Eddie, for having me on.
So what about this, Jerry? We were talking about the police departments. There was one that was quoted in particular here in this article. But is that becoming more and more widespread?
You know, society has changed in America, and so many people are in favor of marijuana, which means more and more people are using it, which starts to reduce the pool for any type of employment. So the law enforcement, first responders, the military, they all are looking at, hey, there's some good people out there that may use marijuana. A lot of people using marijuana don't use as much alcohol. If somebody's using both of them all the time, maybe they will or not use them for anything.
Right. So I guess, if you want to go into the police force, you got to take a drug test. I'm not sure how often you do, but there's plenty of government jobs where you got to take drug tests. So, I mean, are certain jurisdictions just waiving that and saying, nope, we're not testing it ever?
Some are. That's correct. Some are saying we're eliminating this completely out of the employment equation and the random drug testing, unless there's an issue where we suspect somebody is under the influence of anything, whether it be marijuana legally or illegally in their state now, or alcohol, or a handful of pills, or something else that alters their ability to perform their job. I think we'd all agree we don't want a guy that's flying a B-2 bomber with nuclear warheads to have any kind of thing altering his state of mind. But we need to have relaxation for these people. You know, alcoholism is really, really bad in the military. And if they're turning to marijuana instead of drinking and they're having less health problems from that, I think it's a good thing.
So what are we seeing as far as that goes, Jerry? Do you know the stats on that? Because you mentioned people they use less alcohol if they indeed do smoke pot. Do you have any kind of figures on that? Because, I mean, it would seem to me that would follow. I'm just curious.
Yeah, you know, I'll just shoot off the hip, so don't hold me to these exact statistics. But we have seen reports that share in states that adult use, or what some people call it recreational, some people say adult use. It's legal for people to go to a dispensary and buy cannabis as long as they're 21, whether it's an edible or they're going to smoke it or they're going to do a gummy. So those states have started seeing a reduction in the amount of alcohol sales. Those are measured by tax dollars the same way that they look at the marijuana sales. So you're seeing the marijuana sales tax dollars going up, but you're seeing the alcohol, both beer, wine, and hard alcohol, or spirits, starting to decrease, especially in the states that it's recreationally available. So it's still early to tell, but it's sure a nice trend for us people that are pro cannabis.
So, Jerry, one of the things that I've heard, and I guess that I know, is that, you know, marijuana, for instance, it stays in your system a long time. Like, you can, you know, not be quote unquote high, but the residual whatever of that chemical is still in your system, right? And so that's kind of the hard part. Like, if someone's drunk, right, you can test them right now and they're drunk, right? But if they had 12 beers on Saturday, by Monday nothing's going to come up. So has there been a test developed, Jerry, where they can tell if someone has smoked and are physically high at that point, or maybe they just smoked and or enjoyed marijuana a week ago or a month ago but now are fine?
Well, yeah, it's a great point to bring up, because there is a couple of companies that's been given $1 million grants to try to develop a more rapid test for cannabis use. Right now, your endocannabinoid system, everybody's got one. It's a little bit different, but you're going to range from 10 to 30 days if you took one gummy, one 5-milligram low-dose gummy, from 10 to 30 days after you've taken that, it could still show up as a positive THC a urine test. So you're right. You go to a state, it's legal. You say, hey, you know, I'm an adult. I want to try one of these joints. You smoke a joint. You come back 2 weeks later. They test you at your job, and you're not high. There's no effect from this left whatsoever. Munchies left you long ago.
So,
but you could get in trouble. You could lose your job.
So there's no test currently, but you're saying there's efforts to find and develop something like that.
That's correct, and they're trying to figure out how they do that, and it deals with driving. That's one of the issues right there, because people could be intoxicated from alcohol. They could be intoxicated from cannabis. If you eat too many of those gummies, it can certainly have an effect on you. No different if you take too many Adderall or Xanax or any of those big pharma drugs. So they need a methodology of being able to determine, oh, hey, he's under the influence right now versus a week ago he was in Vegas and got high, and now he's back in Texas and he's subject to losing his job. It's a big problem, and I hope they resolve it soon, but they haven't yet.
So, Jerry, do they have a test right now that, you know, much like they have the breathalyzer, obviously. So you're saying that there is nothing, there's nothing like that exists right now, that the police on the spot can test you and find out if you're indeed, I mean, looking at you is one thing, but proving that you're indeed stoned out of your mind, do they have that capability right now?
It's very difficult to determine the amount of hours it's been since ingestion, and that's where it creates the problem.
Gotcha.
No different than they have a formula for people that drink. You know, you're allowed so many. I'm kind of got a little Texas belly on me, right? So I can drink a couple more drinks before my blood alcohol level gets to a certain point. So that's another issue of this. Trace amounts of something. You could do CBD that has trace amounts of THC, and if they did a blood test instead of a urine test, your HR person is going to say, you've got THC in your system. I didn't do anything. I didn't smoke any marijuana. I didn't take any gummies. I did some CBD. Oh, well, it had trace amounts just enough for our blood test to pick up. So it's a quagmire with this testing issue.
All right. With that, Jerry, it's always a pleasure, buddy. People want to find out more about you. Where can they go?
Weedandwhiskey.tv. We're on the Internet. We're on Roku. And then I have my own website now, imjman.com.
All right. Jerry, thanks so much, buddy.
Eddie, Rocky, thank you all. Anytime.
See you,
bud. Good stuff, J-Man. Thanks.